Is my privilege to introduce to you the preacher for the morning, one who is not just a visiting preacher to our family. This is Pastor Samuel Hidrogo, who is my father-in-law, and we are blessed over the summer months to have our family visiting with us from South America, from the country of Peru, the city of Lima. And Pastor Hidrogo comes to us today with a long and varied experience in ministry, having in just recent years retired from full-time pastoral ministry after having served for 37 years. And certainly we appreciate that dedication, no matter where it comes from, to the cause of God. Today, his message and his topic is perseverance in the Christian life. And it is our prayer, certainly, that as he shares with you in Spanish, and as I assist by trying to help you understand the message in English, that we will be blessed of the Lord. So, welcome, bienvenido al púlpito de la Iglesia de Bay Roberts Church.
Apreciados hermanos, un saludo cordial para cada uno de ustedes.
Dear brothers and sisters, a warm and cordial greeting to you.
Nos alegra mucho poder estar aquí acompañándoles este sábado.
And it is of great joy to us to be able to be together with you worshiping on this Sabbath.
Ya estuvimos hablando un poquito el sábado pasado en la otra iglesia.
And last Sabbath in the Conception Bay South Church had an opportunity to share a short while with the members there.
Hermanos, en esta mañana vamos a estudiar juntos la palabra de Dios.
So this morning we have come together and we will study the Word of God together this morning.
Me gustaría hablarles en su propio idioma.
I would love to speak to you in English.
Pero, hermanos, para mí es muy difícil.
But that is too difficult for me today.
Pero gracias a la ayuda del pastor Jason, entonces vamos a predicar la palabra de Dios.
And so with the help this morning with translation, we will share together in the Word of God.
Hermanos, cuando algún día estemos en el reino de los cielos.
But we look forward to one day when we get to the kingdom of heaven.
Hablaremos el mismo idioma.
And we're all going to speak the same language there.
Y allí nos entenderemos bien cada uno de nosotros.
And we will understand every one of us what the other is saying. We'll understand each other there.
Ya no necesitaremos traductor como hoy.
You won't need an interpreter or a translator in heaven like we do today.
Esa es la gran esperanza que tenemos como buenos cristianos.
But as Christians, good Christians, followers of Jesus, we have this hope that one day we're going to get there.
Y esperamos que Cristo venga muy pronto a esta tierra.
And our hope is that Christ returns very soon to this earth.
Y queremos estar allá en el reino de los cielos.
And we want to be there in the kingdom of heaven.
Muy bien, hermanos, vamos a estudiar un tema muy importante.
And so this morning, brothers and sisters, we're going to study an important subject from God's Word.
El reino de los cielos es para los perseverantes.
The Bible lets us know that the kingdom of heaven is for those who endure and persevere.
Pero ahora nosotros nos preguntamos, ¿pero qué cosa es ser perseverante?
So the important question that we ask ourselves this morning is, what is it, what thing is this to be perseverant in our lives?
Estuve buscando en el diccionario.
I was looking in the dictionary.
La palabra perseverancia.
The word perseverance.
Y dice que perseverancia es persistir.
And I found that this word means to be persistent at something.
Es seguir siempre hacia adelante.
It is to continue, to move forward.
Es perseverar.
It is to persevere and continue and endure.
Hermanos, pero siempre mientras perseveramos en la vida cristiana, hay obstáculos.
But as we try to persevere, move forward in the Christian life, there are obstacles we face.
El diablo está luchando mucho para que nosotros no perseveremos en nuestra fe.
And the enemy, the devil, is pushing back against us, putting up those obstacles so that we cannot or we will not persevere in our faith.
Y por eso dice que siempre habrá algunos desánimos.
And so there are oftentimes disappointments or discouragements that we will face.
Habrán algunos algunas cosas que nos harán un poco tambalear en la vida cristiana.
There are things that we have got to confront and battle against in our lives.
Pero nosotros tenemos que seguir hacia adelante.
But we still need to push forward and move forward in this life.
Estuve leyendo la matutina de jóvenes de este año.
I was reading in the devotional book designed for our youth for this year.
Nosotros en la casa, en Perú, estudiamos tres lecciones cada mañana, tres matutinas cada mañana.
Every morning in our home in Peru, we spend time reading the daily devotion from three different books.
En mi devoción personal siempre leo las tres matutinas.
In my personal devotion, I read from each of those three books each day.
Aparte de un capítulo de la Biblia.
That in conjunction with my reading from God's Word.
Me llamó la atención mucho cuando leí la matutina de jóvenes.
And so when I came one day to the reading from the youth devotional book, it caught my attention.
Del 10 de mayo de este año.
May the 10th, 2017's reading from that devotional book.
Y el que escribe la matutina de jóvenes es el pastor Pablo Ale.
And so Pastor Pablo Ale is the writer of this particular devotion.
Y él dice lo siguiente.
And he says this.
Un camino sin obstáculos no lleva a ningún lugar.
A pathway without obstacles goes nowhere.
Por lo tanto, aunque haya obstáculos, pero nosotros vamos a ir a un lugar seguro.
But one of the things that we know facing obstacles in our lives is that it must mean that we will end up somewhere.
Y por eso tenemos que cada día estar siempre en comunión con Dios.
And so it means for us that we must start each day and be each day in that special communion with God.
Vamos a leer la Biblia, cada uno de nosotros, y yo les invito para que todos utilicen la Biblia y busquemos en la Biblia algunos textos bíblicos.
And so today as we study, I want to invite you to take your Bible, if you have one with you, and it would be preferable if each one here would take your Bible personally and follow the text that we're looking up this morning.
Vamos a leer el primer texto bíblico en Romanos capítulo 2, versículos 6 y 7.
So let's turn in our Bibles to the first text this morning. We're going to Romans chapter 2.
En Romanos 2, 6 y 7.
Romans chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Romans chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Pages are turning. We'll take a moment. Romans, the second chapter, verse 6 and 7. The Bible says, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life."
En el versículo 6 nos dice que nuestro Dios nos va a dar un pago, un resultado a cada uno de nosotros.
Verse 6 tells us that God, our God, is going to give us a payment of sorts, or he's going to render to us according to that which we have done.
Y cada uno va a recibir el pago de Dios de acuerdo a sus obras.
And every one of us will receive that payment or that rendering from God in accordance with that we have done, the works of our lives.
Una parte aquí en la palabra de Dios dice, perseverando bien en hacer buenas cosas.
And verse 7 tells us that it is to those who are continuing and in patient continuing, persevering in well-doing.
De esa manera podremos encontrar la inmortalidad.
And it is at the end of this and through this journey that we will find, as the text tells us, immortality and eternal life.
O sea, quiere decir que vamos a alcanzar la glorificación de Dios.
And so the Bible is essentially telling us that there is a pathway that leads us to that thing we call glorification given to us by God.
Para no morir más, sino vivir eternamente.
The eternal life that we look for, never to die again.
Pero dice que solo el que persevera, él podrá vivir eternamente.
But the scripture is pointing us to the understanding that those, only those who persevere in this Christian life are the ones who will find themselves in life eternal.
Por eso la perseverancia desempeña un papel muy importante en la vida del cristiano.
So we understand that therefore perseverance occupies a very important role in the Christian life.
Un gran escritor de nuestra iglesia dice lo siguiente.
And one of the great writers of our church has written and said this.
Y este escritor se llama Tim Crosby.
Tim Crosby has written these words.
Y él dice lo siguiente.
And he says this.
Él dice, mantenernos fieles en las enseñanzas de Cristo.
He says, we need to maintain ourselves faithful in the teachings of Christ.
O sea, quiere decir, perseverar en las enseñanzas de nuestro Señor Jesucristo que nos ha dejado a través de su palabra.
Or to understand that we need to persevere in following after the teachings that Christ has given us through his word.
También nos dice que hay que sufrir con Cristo.
In some cases, that may mean that we need to suffer with Christ.
También debemos perseverar en la misericordia de Dios.
But it also means that we need to persevere in the mercy of God.
Debemos aferrarnos firme a las enseñanzas de los apóstoles.
But it means that we need to be faithful in understanding and studying and remaining in the teachings that our Lord gave his apostles.
Debemos mantenernos firmes en la fe que hemos conocido.
We need to stay faithful in the faith that we have known.
Vamos a buscar un texto bíblico.
Let's take our Bibles once again.
En Colosenses capítulo 1 y el versículo 23.
Turning
Colosenses 1, 23.
To the book of Colossians, chapter 1. Colossians, chapter 1, looking at verse 23.
23. Ya leo. Ya.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. The Apostle Paul wrote these words, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh.
Nos dice que si perseveramos fundados en la firme fe de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Colosenses 2.
Ya.
Colossians chapter 1, I'm sorry. Colossians chapter 1, verse
23.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. This is a little bit more connected. Here's what it says. Colossians 1, 23. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Continue in the faith.
Eso es lo que dice en este versículo.
And this is what the Bible verse says.
Que debemos permanecer fundados en la fe de nuestro Señor
Jesús.
That
we need to stay grounded and founded on the faith of Christ Jesus.
Sin movernos del evangelio que Dios nos ha enseñado.
Not moving and not leaving or abandoning the faith or the gospel that Christ has taught us.
Que debemos permanecer leales a ese mensaje de Dios.
That we should continue to follow and to read and to study this message from the Lord.
Hermanos, hemos estudiado una hermosa lección esta semana.
This week in our Sabbath school we had a beautiful lesson.
Cuando vemos acerca del llamado del apóstol Pablo para ser un gran mensajero, un predicador.
We studied about the experience of the apostle Paul called to be a great messenger for God.
Pero dice que las iglesias donde él había visitado, ellos habían plaqueado en su fe.
But there was some that he had taught who after his departure had abandoned their faith to some degree or had walked away from the gospel teaching that he had given them, the Galatians.
Y alguno de ellos se había apartado de la iglesia.
And now some of those in the churches of Galatia had even walked away from the church of the faith of Jesus Christ.
Pero el apóstol Pablo llama la atención a ellos y les exhorta.
But Paul, writing to them, exhorts them in their faith and their experience with God.
Y les dice, sin moverse de la esperanza del evangelio que habéis oído.
And his message is very similar to what we read there in Colossians 1:23, to continue in the faith, grounded and settled, not being moved from the hope of the gospel.
Debemos mantenernos también firmes en la confianza de Dios hasta el fin de nuestra vida.
And we need to also persevere and maintain our confidence in God right to the very end of our lives.
Debemos permanecer en lo que hemos oído desde el principio.
We need to stay faithful in what we have heard from the beginning of God's gospel.
Hermanos, si hacemos esto, estaremos siempre creciendo en la vida cristiana.
And the truth of the matter is, brothers and sisters, if we do this, if we follow and stay in this teaching of Christ, the things we have heard, the things, the faith of the gospel, we will grow in our Christian experience.
Aunque hay pruebas y tentaciones.
Even if there are tests and temptations.
Pero nosotros tenemos que mirar cada día a nuestro Señor Jesús.
But with our eyes fixed every day on Jesus.
Nosotros no vamos a mirar a los líderes de la iglesia.
Not looking at church leaders.
De repente mirar al pastor Jason.
Not looking at the pastor.
O mirar al presidente de nuestra misión.
Or looking at the mission or conference president.
O de repente al anciano de la iglesia.
Or looking at the church elders.
Son seres humanos.
They are all but human beings.
Ellos pueden tener algunas caídas.
They can fall.
Pero el único que nunca cayó en esta tierra, el ser humano, es Cristo Jesús.
But there is one who has never failed and one who has never fallen, even when walking in this world, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Él es el único ejemplo blanco que debemos seguir.
And he is the clear example, the only example that we are supposed to follow.
Estuve leyendo un poquito la historia de este gran político británico, Winston Churchill.
I've been reading a little bit about the great politician of England, Sir Winston Churchill.
Y dice que este político, especialmente recordado por sus mandatos como primer ministro.
And we're reading a little bit about some of his memories and the things he wrote about his time as Prime Minister of England.
Durante la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
Specifically during the Second World War.
Winston Churchill fue el hombre más popular.
Very popular man at that time.
Y el más criticado por Inglaterra.
And very criticized in England.
Pero este hombre trató de dar algunas buenas enseñanzas.
But this man tried to teach and to share some important things to his people.
Era muy destacado como orador, como predicador.
And he himself, in his own right, was a preacher of sorts, a great orator among and before his people.
Y fue considerado como un hombre poderoso.
And considered in the world to be a very powerful man.
En sus tiempos.
Especially in his time.
Pero dice que él comenzó a envejecer.
But eventually he got older.
Y estuvo delicado de salud también.
And began to be poor in health.
Ya estaba anciano.
He was an elder in his community, an aged man now.
Ya no podía caminar con mucha facilidad.
Couldn't walk as well as he used to be able to.
Pero él tenía su bastón para afirmarse y caminar con más seguridad.
But he walked with a cane to keep himself stable and to walk with some security.
Y dice que a él lo invitaron para que diera un discurso de graduación.
And he had been invited to give a discourse at a graduation ceremony.
De la Universidad de Oxford fue la invitación.
At Oxford University's graduation.
Y el día que tenía que presentar su discurso, Winston Churchill.
And on that day that he was invited to come to share.
Dice que él vino para cumplir con su compromiso, con su invitación.
He arrived to be able to complete the invitation that he had been given.
Y tenía que presentar su discurso.
And he took the time, he came and stood before the people to present that message that he had been invited to give.
Y dice que él mientras estaba allí en el auditorio.
And while he was there in that grand auditorium.
El programa ya comenzó.
The program began.
Y allí le tocaba presentar el discurso de graduación a Winston Churchill.
And it came to Winston Churchill's time to stand and speak to the people.
Y él se levantó de su sitio.
He stood up from where he had been seated.
Y con su bastón comenzó a caminar.
And with his walking cane, made his way to the place of speaking.
y llegó hasta la plataforma.
Went right there up on the platform.
Y cuando él estaba frente a su público.
And he was in front of all of the public who had gathered.
Él comenzó a mirar a toda la gente.
He looked around that auditorium and looked at as many people as he could see.
Allí estaban reunidos los graduandos.
All of the graduates had gathered together.
Estaban reunidos allí con su ropa para graduarse ese día.
In their gowns and in their caps.
Estaban los padres de familia también.
Family members and parents had gathered behind them.
Estaban los profesores.
All of the professors and teachers as well.
Había un lindo público.
And a great group had assembled there.
Y todos anhelosos para escuchar el mensaje de Winston Churchill.
And everybody on the edge of their seats, desirous to hear the words that would come from the mouth of Winston Churchill.
Y él miró a su público.
He looked out at his public.
Y comenzó su discurso.
And began his discourse.
Y él dijo lo siguiente.
And he said these words.
No se rindan nunca.
Do not be discouraged and turn back.
Luego dio un paso hacia atrás.
And then he took one look at his people and took a step back.
Y nuevamente miró a su público.
And looked out at his assembled group of people again.
Y elevó un poquito más la voz.
Lifted up his voice a little louder.
No se rindan nunca.
Do not be discouraged and turn back.
Y entonces todos decían, está comenzando su discurso.
And everyone there moving a little closer on the edge of their seat, anxious to hear what would come forth from him now that he had begun his discourse.
¿Qué es lo que está queriendo decir?
What else will he say to us?
Y luego elevó más la voz.
And he lifted his voice a little louder.
No se rindan nunca, dijo él.
Don't ever be discouraged and turn back, he said.
Y todos quedaron allí atónitos.
And everybody was in surprise watching him as he called those words so loudly.
Agarró su bastón y comenzó a caminar con dirección a su asiento.
And with that, he picked up his walking cane
and walked back to his place. Y todos quedaron en silencio.
And everybody in the room stayed quiet.
Y todos decían, pero ese es el discurso.
And they said, is that it?
Y alguien comenzó a dar aplauso.
Realizing that it was, they began to applaud.
Y todos aplaudieron.
And everybody broke into applause.
Y ya no querían parar de aplaudir.
Nobody wanted to stop giving applause.
Porque en esa sola frase estaba centrado todo el mensaje de su discurso.
Because in one single statement, they realized that the power of an entire discourse had been concentrated.
Creo que todos los cristianos hoy debemos entender este discurso.
There's probably something there that we as Christians should take heart to, take attention, pay attention to as well.
Porque dice que nosotros no debemos rendirnos nunca.
Because truly the call of God's word, the call of Jesus, is that as Christians, we should not grow discouraged and turn back.
Debemos siempre seguir hacia adelante.
That we need to continue moving and pushing forward.
La Biblia y el espíritu de profecía.
The Bible and the spirit of prophecy.
Nos hablan que los ángeles de Dios se alegran cuando un pecador se arrepiente.
Let us know very clearly that all heaven, the angels of heaven rejoice when a sinner turns their life to Jesus Christ.
Y dice que nuestro Padre Celestial se alegra mucho.
And the Bible tells us as well that our Father in heaven rejoices when someone comes in repentance to him.
Cuando una persona escucha el mensaje de Dios y lo acepta.
Hearing that message, that call of God, and turn their life to him.
Vamos a leer lo que dice la palabra de Dios.
And so let's take a look at the call of God through his word.
En el Evangelio de San Lucas.
It's the book of Luke.
En el capítulo 15 y el versículo 10.
Chapter 15, looking at verse 10. Luke 15.
Lucas 15, 10.
10. Luke 15, 10. The Bible says, "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents."
Por eso, apreciados hermanos, debemos seguir fieles en la fe que hemos conocido.
And so, dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the reasons why we need to remain faithful and persevere in the faith that we have learned.
Cuando un cristiano cae,
when a Christian falls,
pero trata de levantarse,
it is important to see how we can raise him or her back up again.
Esa es la mayor victoria que puede lograr en la vida cristiana.
To stand in Christ, to rise again, is one of the greatest victories that can be gained in the Christian journey.
Quiere decir que no debemos ser derrotados.
We should not allow ourselves to be torn down.
Debemos siempre salir logrando la victoria.
But in Christ, our objective, our goal is to experience and to grasp one victory after another.
Porque cuando hacemos esto, cada uno de nosotros,
because when each of us have this experience and do these things,
si perseveramos en nuestra fe,
if we stay continuing in the faith, persevering in the faith we've been given,
alcanzará la vida eterna.
The Bible says that he who endures to the end will be saved.
Quiero terminar con un pasaje bíblico, un versículo.
I'd like to close today with one more passage from God's Word.
En el Evangelio de San Mateo, el capítulo 24.
Matthew chapter 24.
Y el versículo 13.
Take your Bibles to Matthew 24. We'll be looking at verse 13. Matthew 24 and verse 13. The Bible says, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 13. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved."
Quiere decir, el que persevera hasta el fin será salvo.
The Bible says that the one who perseveres to the end is the one who will be saved.
Hermanos, en forma personal, yo quiero perseverar en mi fe hasta el final de mis días.
Brothers and sisters, in my life, in my personal experience, I want to be one of those who perseveres to the end of my days.
Yo quiero que toda mi familia también persevere en su fe para que podamos estar juntos en el cielo.
I want to see every one of my family persevere in their faith to the very end so that we together will be saved in the kingdom of God.
Pero yo quiero preguntar a ustedes.
But today I want to ask you a question.
¿Cuánto de ustedes juntamente conmigo quisieran perseverar en su fe hasta el final de sus días?
And how many of you here this morning would be one who together with me would say, "I want to persevere in my faith. I want to persevere in this Christian life to the very end of my days as well."
Para que cuando Cristo venga podamos estar también en el cielo juntos.
So that on that day when Christ comes again, we are all raised up together to be in the kingdom of God.
Hablando el mismo idioma.
Speaking the same language.
¿Cuánto de nosotros, hermanos, queremos perseverar en nuestra fe para estar en el cielo?
So how many of you today would like to join with me and say, "Yes, Lord, I want to persevere
quiero
in my
ver las
faith
manos. Qué
to
lindo,
be in the kingdom
qué,
of God."
Qué bueno, todos.
Beautiful response. All united in the same desire.
Pero yo les pregunto en esta mañana, ¿y cuánto de ustedes quieren ponerse de pie para que oremos, para que Dios nos ayude a perseverar en nuestra fe?
And now with your hands having been raised, I want to invite you together to stand with me as we pray and asking God together, unitedly, to give us the strength to persevere in our faith.
Vamos a orar, apreciados hermanos.
Dear brothers and sisters, let us pray.
Para que Dios nos ayude en nuestra vida cristiana.
Let us pray that God will help us in our Christian life.
Amante Padre que estás en el cielo.
Loving Father in heaven.
Te damos gracias en esta mañana.
We give you thanks today.
Por el mensaje de tu palabra.
For the message that comes to us from your word.
Ayúdanos, Padre, a perseverar en nuestra fe.
Help us, Father, to persevere in this Christian faith.
Para que podamos alcanzar la victoria.
Looking, Lord, to the very end when we as well can experience eternal life and salvation's victory.
Que nada pueda desanimarnos.
Lord, nothing, let nothing discourage us in our journey.
Que podamos estar más cerca de ti.
Lord, help us always to grow closer and closer to you.
Estudiando tu palabra.
Keep us in your words, studying faithfully.
Orando cada día.
Praying every day.
Dando un buen testimonio de nuestra fe.
Giving a good testimony of our faith.
Y así otras personas puedan llegar a conocerte a través de nuestro testimonio.
That others who see us and know us would come to know you.
Bendice a todos mis hermanos aquí que se han puesto de pie.
Lord, I pray your blessing upon all of these brothers and sisters who have stood today.
Y ayúdanos, Padre, en nuestra vida cristiana.
And dear God, help us in this Christian life.
Te lo pedimos por los méritos de nuestro Señor Jesús.
And we ask these things through the merits of our Savior Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.